'Cause the world's so big, it makes you feel small. Is the hole you dig deep enough at all? The graveyard is full, my grandma used to say. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything.
All right, here we are at Sunfest in Duncan, and I'm talking to
Jeremy Fisher.
Jeremy Fisher. Yeah, I saw your name as I came in. I just missed your performance. What were you doing?
I was playing my guitar and singing and blowing the harmonica a little bit, telling stories.
Uh-huh. You're a one-man band?
Yeah, that's kind of the best way to describe it, I suppose. But I don't have the bass drum on my back or the cymbals or anything like that. It's just, the folk singer, I suppose. Yeah.
Right on. And what do you tell stories about?
Oh, you know, I make them up or I... funny things I read. You know, the world's a pretty interesting place, so there's no shortage of crazy things to talk about and shed light on.
Yeah, and shed light on. And do you make things up on the spot, or is it that spontaneous?
I don't script things out. I know I'm not that kind of storyteller, you know. I probably couldn't if I tried, but just stuff off the top of my head. I think that sort of the spontaneity in my show is what keeps it exciting. When I kind of let it fly by the seat of my pants, it seems to work out.
Yeah, go with the flow. What was your favorite thing that you did tonight?
Well, one of the coolest things tonight was that on my last song, High School, that I played, which is my single, a whole bunch of like teenage girls came up and rushed the stage. My 17-year-old self was hovering over me, very proud himself at that moment. Of course, now I'm 29 and married, so it doesn't really matter, but but it was, you know, a nice little massage for the ego.
You're 29?
Can you believe it?
No.
Do I sound 29?
You don't look 29.
I sleep in Tupperware.
So can you give us just a little example, a little taste of what you did tonight?
A little, you like a cappella here?
Yeah,
oh, you're putting me on the spot.
Yeah,
no, you're going to have to go to my website or something and get a song.
Okay.
This is the second time I've been asked to sing a cappella tonight.
Really? Here, let me,
I need a microphone and I need a riser so that I'm taller than everybody. I need that illusion of power.
So have you always been at ease on the stage?
Yeah, well, no, and I'm not always at ease these days, you know, That's sort of what I like about it, is that it's not an easy thing to do. It can be quite uncomfortable at times, but it forces you to sort of adapt to whatever's going on and make it comfortable, make everybody comfortable, because you're kind of responsible for that when you're up there. And so, yeah, I think that's what I like about it. Just kind of, it keeps me on my toes. And I've always been sort of, you know, an attention seeker, I guess, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, and that's the place to be, is on the stage. So what motivates you to keep pushing that edge, would you say?
It just feels good. It's just a fun way to live life. You know, this business, I mean, it's a way to get rich for a very small margin of people, but, you know, most of us out there are just working hard and making a living, but, you know, I think it really is much more than that. I'm so excited to wake up every day, and, you know, I love traveling, I love going to different places and meeting new people, and especially in Canada, it's a small musical community, and you get to know people pretty fast. Like even here tonight, you know, some friends of mine are playing the other bands, and get to hang out with them and play frisbee in the afternoon and drink a beer in the sun, you know. And I feel really, really lucky to be able to do that in my days and work a little too. But I think the real hard work in this business is traveling.
Yeah.
You know, the long hours, it's pretty lonesome, especially for someone like me. You know, I spend a lot of time by myself, but my personality is split between the person that's on stage and trying to be the life of the party, and then part of me is definitely a loner. I actually cherish time that I can just curl up with a book, and so that works out well when I'm traveling, but it does wear on me for sure. And I always think of it as that's what I get paid for, is to commute sometimes 8, 10, 12 hours or a whole day around the world, you know. It's a pretty long commute to do this for work, but it's worth it for that hour you get up there and play.
Have you been to Sunfest before?
I have never been to Sunfest. I've been to the Providence Farm folk festival that's there, but this would be my first time playing Duncan in about 3 years.
And how did you come to be here then?
It just appeared on my schedule. I'm lucky enough to have people that sort that stuff out for me, and they get these offers. But I think actually there is a little story there. There's the promoter, Greg Adams, has a son named Cody, and I met him tonight, and he said he really likes my music and kind of talked his dad into having me. So that was pretty cool. That's pretty meaningful when, you know, someone really wants you. It's not just about filling in the bill and so on. Yeah.
Is time worth saving in paper dollar bills? 'Cause we always just done it, don't mean we always will. Is it worth singing along if you have a song to sing? If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. Can one single person make a change if they try? It's true, all the martyrs that ever lived already died. Is the road so long we're gonna have to drive? If you don't stand for something, you will fall too far behind.
So does your wife come along with you on all these long commutes?
She used to. She used to be my tour manager. We started out touring by bicycle all over. Yeah, we rode from Seattle to Halifax in 2002, and I did like 30 shows, and she, you know, planned it all out and sold the CDs and stuff, and she's kind of seen it all. She said once I start touring like Tuscany and wine country in France and so on, then she might start coming on the road again, but she's seen the prairies enough.
Well, that's something to aim for.
Yeah, it is. You know, I hope to get over to Europe and do a little more touring outside of the country.
Yeah, dreams for the future, beyond Europe?
Beyond Europe. The funniest thing, the last few weeks, we've been talking about raising sheep. And I know, that sounds pretty like out of left field. We're not just going to go and buy the sheep farm and the sheep and jump into it and a week later hate it. What inspired us thinking about maybe going to New Zealand, doing a little bike tour there, maybe woofing on farms if there are farms over there where we can hang with the sheep and see if we like them and see if they like us. And I don't know. It's like, why not, you know? Why not be a sheep farmer? Because I think that's something that you can't move. When you have livestock, you can't leave ever, right? So I sort of romanticize that because I'm always on the go. Sometimes I'm home for 5 days and then gone for a month. And so I romanticize that thing that will bind me to a one place where, you know, people have to come visit me.
That's right. That's the balance of the grounded and the traveler. Yeah. And maybe that could be where your house band sets up.
You never know. You never know. Jeremy Fisher and the sheep. And the sheeps. And the golden fleece.
What propelled you into this life that you're leading, Jeremy? Like, where was the starting point for this when you were younger?
Well, my parents were always really big supporters of me, you know, being involved in music. You know, they got me piano lessons from the age that I could physically play the thing. And they really motivated me, and they were not too pushy, but like I said, really supportive. There's always been this fascination with songs, and I think it was Joan Osborne who once said, you know, she put it into words that I could identify with, and that was, she said, you know, when I sing, I just want to be the song. And I totally relate to that because it's an escape, but it's also expression, and it's just when I feel most comfortable. A lot of social situations, unfortunately, I think like a lot of us, I don't feel uncomfortable, you know, or I don't feel comfortable, a little slip there. I don't feel comfortable, but up there, it's, you know, when I'm engaged in making music, I really do most of the time, or I try and find that comfort, and music definitely comforts me, especially other people's music, so it's just something I always wanted to do and always had to be a part of. I do love so much music, and I get to see a lot of music because I play on a lot of bills with other people. But if I'm really into a show, I want to get up on stage with them, you know? Like, I'm not happy just sitting there. I want to be that involved. So, I mean, sometimes they'll get the sing-along going, and I get to get involved. So I try and do that at my show, in case there's other people like me out there that want to sing.
All right. And what would you suggest to other aspiring musicians to encourage them?
Get on your bike and ride 7,500 kilometers across the country, and don't let anyone tell you can't do it. Whatever it takes. If you want to do it, put up with the rejection and keep going.
Two more questions. If you were an animal, what would you be?
If I was an animal, I would probably be a sloth. I spend like 23 hours a day just kind of lounging around and in partial sleep. And then for 1 hour of the day, I get up and I do my thing. And then it's another 23 hours of dormant activity.
Okay. And the name of my show is Living on Purpose. Could you say something about what Living on Purpose means to you off the top of your head?
Well, first of all, that's a great name for a show. And that's a great question. I guess that's the thing, right? We're all here accidentally, maybe, probably. I think we are, right, exactly. It sure feels accidental, but that's the trick. That is the trick to living, right, is to making it purposeful, and it means whatever meaning you give it. So I suppose that if you wake up like you meant to, like it wasn't just something that happened, well, yeah, doing what you love. You know?
And like what you said earlier, just waking up and loving what you're doing and being happy, right?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. Making that your indicator, perhaps?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We're nodding right now. You can't see
we're
us,
nodding.
But we're nodding.
Yeah, that's right.
We concur.
Well, thank you so much, Jeremy. It's been great to meet you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. Is there meaning in all these words that we say? Is a reason for living life anyway? Is confusion a state like Iowa or Maine? If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. Are the waters so rough 'cause we try to scrub them clean? Do we mean the things we do? Do we do the things we mean? When a child is born, is it 'cause she has sinned? If she tries to stand for something, will she take the fall for everything? And when a day has come, your shadow lost its light, will you see in the darkness who was wrong and who was right? Will the devil pay your tab and take you home with him? 'Cause you either stand for something or you fall.